Welcome to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio, WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturer and Business Association. Today, we will be updating our listeners on an employee benefit that many employers have made available to their employees that have become extremely valuable to both the employees, their families, and the business itself, as we all navigate the challenges of COVID-19 virus that has placed on all of us. Employee assistance programs, often referred to as an EAP, originally thought of as a benefit only available to employees of a large employer, often misunderstood and many times underutilized in the past. It's my pleasure to welcome Keith Eller, Senior Account Manager with Work Partners, to today's program to clear up some of these misperceptions and help us better understand what an employee assistance program is today. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. Please, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as a Senior Account Manager with Work Partners.
Thank you, John. It's great to be able to be with you here today. As an account manager, I'm very much involved in taking care of the contracts and renewing contracts with our EAP customers. I've been involved in the EAP field for the last 18 years, doing both counseling and account management. And just recently, in the last few years, have shifted over to just doing account management with a good number of our customers.
Very good. Good stuff. Well, let's go ahead and get right into it. Keith, let's start out. Can you share a little bit with our listeners about what an employee assistance program is and, equally important, what it is not?
Sure. Well, at its heart, an employee assistance program is a short-term counseling and referral program for all the company's employees along with their family members. A lot of times people forget that an EAP not only covers the employees but also anybody living under their roof. So EAP counselors can address any issue or stressor that comes up for an employee or a family member. I'd say about half of the people who get involved with an EAP are dealing with relationship issues, marital, family concerns. Maybe another quarter are dealing with emotional issues that create depression, anxiety. Probably 10% are dealing with drug and alcohol issues. Another 10% are dealing with workplace stressors. So the EAP is there to help with any issues, any concerns. In fact, I like to tell people, you don't have to have a problem to get involved with the EAP. If you've got a good marriage and you want to make it better, that's a great use of the EAP. Or if you just want to grow as a person, to be more resilient, to have more, just to be more effective, that's a great use of the employee assistance program. So the EAP is there to help with any concerns. And the employee assistance program can meet the needs of the vast majority of our clients. But the EAP is not designed to provide long-term care. Typically, an employee assistance program is going to provide up to 6 counseling sessions. And that really does meet the vast need of our customers. The average number of EAP counseling sessions is 3 to 4. But if there is the need for longer term or more intensive services, then those clients will be referred to the appropriate community programs. And I should comment that during this pandemic, our counseling services have been provided over the phone or on a computer video platform.
Gotcha. So it sounds like it's a good first stop. It's a catch it before it does get too far. It's to help, if you will.
Well, and that's really crucial. Just having an early intervention on an issue really is important. We work with our customers to really educate our managers and employees that it's so much easier to address issues in the early stages, let's say of a marital or a family problem. When it goes on for a longer period of time, then it's much harder to address those issues.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about the types of companies that you work with, that Work Partners works with, as well as the sizes when it comes to number of employees that are currently utilizing employee assistance programs?
Sure, that's an important topic. And the research really tells us that between 90 to 95% of all large companies and organizations have an employee assistance program. And about 75% of all companies and organizations nationwide have an EAP. I'm pretty sure every leader, every company, every organization would see their employees as their most valuable asset. And so since the EAP provides valuable support to their employees, it certainly makes complete sense that any and every company or organization would have an employee assistance program. And I think it's really important to note that many of our EAP accounts have less than 50 employees. My smallest account happens to have 4 employees. So for companies and organizations that have fewer employees, and an employee assistance program is just as valuable to their employees. It's going to help them to make them to be more productive, just as it would be for a larger company.
Yeah, because I know just in speaking with some of our members in particular, there can be that perception out there that this in the past at least has been a benefit that many times mid to larger employers make available to their employees, which is very true. But also today, to your point, you know, you do have one account that has 4 employees. And just you think about the impact of being able to help one of those 4 when it comes to the benefit to the organization.
Yep.
And so, all right, very good. Thank you for clearing that up for us. You shared with us at a high level some examples of some of the ways in which or the things in which you guys assist your clients with. What are some of the types of services that are provided by the EAP?
Sure. So I initially just focused on our counseling services. And I think when people think of an employee assistance program, the first thing that comes to their mind are those counseling services. But obviously, we provide a real robust set of services. And that really includes some of our work-life services. So the work-life services provide access and information to community resources. And these types of services would include a free consultation to a lawyer. So let's say an employee has a need to speak with an attorney, perhaps to address any type of a legal issue. But let's say, for example, they need to check on a will, or they have questions about a will, they can call down to our National Service Center and get connected for a free consultation for a half an hour with a lawyer. Or the same thing in reference to a financial issue. If an employee needs to speak with a financial expert on some financial matter, again, they can call down to our program and they can get connected with a financial expert to have a half an hour consult to address any financial issue. And information can be provided for any community resource. Probably the most questions that we have and referrals that we make are in reference to elder care, but it also could be child care. We can provide information on any community resource. It could be pet care. We like to tell people you can go and do your own research on the internet for any community resource, but if you're going to take more than 15 or 20 minutes to do that research, give us a call. We'll go ahead and have a professional do that research for you and then communicate back the information on the resource. So those are the work-life services. And then there's also just a wealth of information on our Employee Assistance Program website. We have information on any type of mental health or wellness topic. We have programs such as our Skill Builder programs that we make available to our customers. We even have a program called the Resilience Journey, where employees can access this program on our website, and it helps them to work through and to develop the skills that they need to address any type of daily stressor. So there's the work-life services. There's all the resources that are on our websites. And then we provide a great deal of just organizational resources to our customers. For example, if there's questions about making referrals to the Employee Assistance Program, as the account manager, I can help to address those issues. And then there's also our disruptive event services. So if there's any type of issue or event that creates some type of disruption for a company or an organization, we can provide support for that. Typically, probably the most common type of disruption would be the death of an employee. Mm-hmm. That can have a tremendous impact on coworkers and leadership. And so we can provide supportive services. We can come in, we can do debriefing, we can just provide individual counseling on site for those types of issues. So those are important services that we're able to provide as well.
Very, very helpful, very, very informative. It's very evident just based on the examples you've shared with us here on today's program, the benefit to the employees and their families. But as we know, there's certainly going to be a cost associated with this, a very reasonable cost. And many of our listeners are business owners and entrepreneurs. Can you share with us the financial benefits for a business having an EAP, and in particular, the business case for a company to invest in an EAP, bringing an EAP to their employees?
Sure, absolutely. And that's a crucial question. Obviously, any leader within a company or organization can say, gee, it's nice to provide supportive services to our employees, but can we afford that? And so you do have to look at what is the business case for an employee assistance program. And fortunately, over the last 50 years, there's been a tremendous amount of research done on the effectiveness and the business case for an employee assistance program. And the results have been very consistent in showing a return for the company or the organization on their investment in an employee assistance program. So typically, for every dollar that a company puts in to pay for their employee assistance program, they end up receiving $2 to $3 back as a return on their investment. And this is really due to how the EAP services result in employees having less absenteeism, and when they are at work, they're able to be more productive. So companies that implement employee assistance program services have documented the improvements that they see in worker health, in their employees' ability to function at work, in their productivity, and in their performance. And they've also seen significant reductions in absenteeism, in medical benefit costs, in disability and workers' compensation claims, as well as workplace accidents and employee turnover. So those are all good reasons for why any type of company or organization would want to have an employee assistance program. The research is also very, very clear that on any given day, 20% of the working population is dealing with some type of a significant stressor. And so whether it's a marital problem, a family problem, a drug and alcohol issue, those stressors are going on, and that impacts employees. And so those are the issues that an employee assistance program addresses, and that's why there is that result in lower absenteeism, higher productivity for their employees.
That return. And I just heard you here, and we've got just a few minutes. We'll go ahead and wrap things up. But I did hear you where, you are going in person, you are doing things on the phone, and I know, I'm certain you're leveraging that virtual platform as well. So delivering the services in a way that the company is looking for those to be delivered. So
very sure.
Good. Well, let's go ahead and we'll close things out, conclude things. We do have a partnership with Work Partners. We're very excited about it. And in order to introduce a quality program like this. You guys have also agreed to make the program available to the members of the MBA at a 10% discount off of that street rate. And we're very excited about it. I know we're into our second year bringing this program to our membership. And that is throughout the entire footprint. If you would, Keith, just in 30 seconds or so, just share with our listeners, you know, some of the response that you've heard from some of the members that have signed on board, how they've been happy with the program and that.
Sure.
Sort of thing.
Well, and it's been great for us, for work partners with our employee assistance programs, to have the partnership with the Manufacturing and Business Association. We really appreciate being able to offer our services. We begin with an extremely competitive price to begin with, and then with that 10% discount, that is just a really great price, especially with the robust set of services that we have. But we certainly have received a great deal of feedback in terms of customers being satisfied with our services, particularly during this pandemic. Work Partners EAP has provided a wealth of resources to our customers, different guidelines in terms of bringing employees back to work from the pandemic. We've provided flyers to cover every conceivable issue, whether it's dealing with children at home, whether it's been dealing with the downsizing of companies. So we've provided a great deal of resources to our customers to support them, to help them as they're going through this pandemic.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all the great stuff that you guys are doing. And thank you for your insight and sharing good information on this important issue, this benefit that has been very helpful for both employees and the business itself. Keith, it truly has been a pleasure having you with us on today's program. We look forward to having you back again soon. Thank you to our listeners for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE, signing off.